All right. Well, welcome back to This Ridiculous Life podcast. My name is Corey Miller. I'm joined with my lovely wife, Lindsay Miller. And we don't even know what next episode this is, but we've been talking about it, wanting to do a next episode. And here we are. We finally just like had to say in the middle of our day date or our day date, let's just do an episode.
Yeah, I'm glad we are. We have some important things to talk about.
So what are we going to talk about?
Today, we're going to discuss the importance of cousins.
Ah, that's a good one.
It's been a big deal to us this year. Because like kind of thinking back on 2018 and what's been important, one of the defining moments, I feel like, at least in the second half of the year, has been our cousins.
Mm-hmm. On both sides.
Yeah. I kind of want you to start it off. Mm-hmm. Because I want you to tell everybody what you and the Miller cousins have done the last several years at Thanksgiving. And maybe talk about like that first year when your feelings got hurt when they didn't invite you. And then like move on from there.
Yeah. So I'm the oldest on my dad's side. And there is maybe 6 to 8 of us, I think. And now we're on this big, long group text message that I honestly had to mute a couple times because when they get going, it's pretty rowdy and at all hours of the day. But
yeah. And as the oldest, you go to bed earlier than them, I guess.
I do.
I'm just kidding.
And obviously I do.
Yeah.
But yeah, every like Thanksgiving for a while now, as long as we've been together.
Yeah.
They've kind of got together around Thanksgiving holiday, I think.
Yeah. The first time, I think we didn't learn about it until we were like at the Thanksgiving meal. Because we don't go to the Miller house every year for Thanksgiving. It's like an every other year thing. And so like for that year we went and they were all talking about how much fun they had the night before. We're like, what?
And I missed it.
Yeah.
But I've got two brothers, so they're included in the cousin list. But as the oldest, it was, and maybe not as close to those cousins growing up. I mean, we're around each other quite a bit, but later in life, it's been kind of nice. So this Thanksgiving, you want me to actually tell the story about how I got down there?
Well, so was it last year or the year before? So you've done a cousin night the last 3 years, I feel like.
Yeah, 2 to 3.
Yeah.
Last year was at the Holiday Inn in Ardmore.
Yeah. And then I think you went the year before, too. Because I think we made sure, like, I was staying home with the kids so that you could go down and do the cousin thing and have fun and, like, come back. And you always, like, you had a good time. You came back, like, kind of recharged. But, like, this year was a little different.
Yep.
And I think because, and we've talked about this on the podcast and, I mean, obviously with our friends, too. This has been a struggle bus year for lots of reasons for both of us. But you have your own reasons why 2018 was like a little bit tough and you, now I'm answering for you, but that's kind of what I
answer for me because it's better and I remember things.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you the story then, and then you can jump in when you're ready.
Okay. I like it.
So you weren't going to go this year. And I kept saying, Corey, you have to go. And you kept, I don't know, putting on yourself and guilt of leaving me with the kids and whatever else and other things that you had going on. Like, you just kept saying that you couldn't go. And I literally kept saying, Corey, you really need to go. You always have fun. You really need it right now. You should go. And you said no, right? And then we might have had a couple of cocktails, just you and I.
Maybe.
Hanging out at the house and got the kids to bed and we're laying down to go to sleep. What was 7:45 or something? Mm-hmm. Kind of laying down and relaxing. And that group text you talked about came back up and you're like, you know, lamenting that you wish that you would have gone. But now you've drank a little bit and you couldn't drive even if you had wanted to.
Because it's an hour and a half from our house where they were going to be congregating.
Yep. And then we find out, and I'm going to let you pick it up at this point. We find out that there are two people driving through Oklahoma City on their way through.
Yep.
And I go, okay, like, can someone pick you up? You just got to go and I'll drive the kids down tomorrow and I'll meet you in Ardmore. And so here's what happened, right? So
yeah, I got really excited, and I think you probably saw my smile on my face too. And and then when it was like, I can go, oh wow, okay, I should go. Okay, I'm going. Getting past the guilt. By the way, what do you always say guilt is?
A useless emotion.
Useless emotion.
Because you can't do anything with guilt.
It's baggage.
Yeah.
So yeah, I text my one cousin who I know is coming down from Kansas, and I'm basically like, can I hitch a ride with you? I end up taking a lift from our house in northeast Oklahoma City all the way over to a business called the North Pole. It's by the airport that I knew they'd be driving.
Can we talk about your suitcase real quick?
Yes. So I started packing overnight clothes in my brand new suitcase, which was a trash bag.
You just went to the pantry and got a trash bag. Like, there were so many bags of various sizes and quality that you could have chosen within, like, steps of our bedroom, and you chose to go all the way to the kitchen to get a trash bag. And so you walk in there, and I'm kind of like walking around too. I think I may have been texting Lacey for you, and I go, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm just packing my stuff. And I just kind of looked at you for a moment and went, okay, don't forget your toothbrush. Like, add your toothbrush to the trash bag. Go on.
I just feel like all the other luggage was way more than needed. And then if I'm going to be in a random parking lot at night getting picked up from my cousins after being dropped off from a lift in the parking lot.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Trash bag's very appropriate.
Okay. Let's pick the story back up. So you leave the house with trash bag and toothbrush in hand.
Yep.
You get in a lift.
Get in a lift.
And we kind of picked a place called North Pole City.
Yep.
Because it's right off the highway. Get off, get on, pick you up. And you let your Lyft driver leave you in the parking lot.
Alone.
But you saw a car that you thought might have been your cousin.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So I get dropped off in North Pole City parking lot. Which, by the way, we're going to post a photo of this.
Yeah, we really should.
Because it's by the airport, right off the interstate. But it's kind of desolate, and it turns out it's kind of cold that night. And I'm in with my trash bag, and I saw a car when I decided to walk up, and it happened to not be my cousins. We had a lovely chat. I don't know what they were doing that night, but they were in the parking lot as well. So I waited for another 10, 15 minutes because we didn't get the timing down with the cousin.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just eager to have a ride. And so they pull into the parking lot and look over and see a guy with a trash bag and decide that is not me.
Well, Lacey thought it was. She's like, there's Corey. And Richard says, that's not Corey. That's a homeless man. She's like, no, really, that's Corey. He's like, what?
Yeah. So then I jumped in with them once they cleared me for not being a homeless vagrant. And we drove down there, and, you know, I think the point of you bringing this up was, I just had a blast. All of my cousins were there, all of my brothers, so our whole side of the family. One cousin, Casey, was in from the Middle East. He's been stationed over there for a couple years now. So we had everybody there, and I don't think we had in the years past, but, it was just a nice time of, like, I was so renewed and recharged and happy just because there wasn't any, like, conflict. There wasn't any stress. There was just, like, people that just genuinely love each other, catching up,
giggling,
talking, laughing, perhaps drinking a lot of alcohol that I happened to procure on the way down from my cousin Lyft drive.
Hearing Lacey's version of this story is epic.
But should've, like, you did, come on.
Yeah, we should have had her come on because it's really entertaining. But yeah, so anyway, so we forgot the part about procuring the alcohol. And the baby cousin got you guys a hotel room.
Yeah. Oh, my youngest cousin, Brandon, I'm really proud of him. And then just seeing how everybody's grown up and what they're doing now and their families, I'm just really proud of Brandon. But he was like, hey, he comes up to me and just gives me a key later in the night. And you can tell he's slow playing a little bit while some of us are kind of like not at all slow playing it, namely me. But kind of gives me a key and goes, got your room, here's where you're going. And I was like, my youngest cousin's taking care of me. I'm like, I can go into this hotel room. So my cousin, my brother, and I, we all had a room on Brandon, and that was just really nice. But I think it was just a special time of just people that just genuinely love you.
Yeah.
No strings.
Yeah.
And don't, there's no measuring and no, you know, competitiveness. It's just enjoying each other's company. And I think that was a moment for me after 42 years and being able to kind of bask in that glow of just friends, you know, cousins that are friends. Yeah. I don't get to see them all, but it was just a really special night for me. And then, of course, I woke up with a massive headache, and my wife, who drove down with our kids to mm-hmm. be with my family, called me Trash Panda on the struggle bus because I...
You were literally a
little bit of a hangover on Thanksgiving Day, so...
Rightly deserved.
So that was one part of the cousins.
Yeah,
that's one part of the cousins. Do you have more to add to the...
No, I think it was really, really good. It was really good for you. And even the next day, like, hearing all the stories and seeing just, like, how happy all of you guys were. And I think there's something to be said about people who know us at our core. Like, they saw us, like... grow up and like through awkward stages and like all of the things and like really know us and love us and support us, even though like we're in totally different places now in life. Like we can still get together. Like maybe it's this one night before Thanksgiving every year in Ardmore for like the Miller cousins, but like that one night you guys are back there with each other, you know, I think it's really special.
Yeah, it was a good time. I'm already looking forward to the next time we meet up again, and next year I won't be so incompetent about saying I'm coming, and I'll ditch the guilt a little bit more.
Yeah, something probably we both work on, getting rid of guilt. But, yeah.
Okay, so that's part one, cousins. What's part two?
So, part two, cousins, is, well, really on the coattails of your Ardmore cousins, was my cousin Jeremy's wedding. Mm-hmm. And they're... like, not all the cousins were there, but a lot of us were there, and we were gussied up. The wedding was gorgeous and beautiful in downtown Tulsa. And, like, obviously they'd gone to great details of making it, you know, just super perfect and beautiful. And my cousins and I proceeded to just have an absolute blast. We... danced, we took pictures, we played in the photo booth, like we did all of the things and just had such a fun night. We probably also drank a little bit too much wine. Thank you, Jeremy and Camille, for all the wine. Mm-hmm. And
thank you, people that left your wine glasses on the table.
We're not telling that story. We are not telling that story. Yeah, if any of our family members hear you say that, they can laugh about it independently at this podcast. We are not telling that story. but yes, anyway, so thank you, Jeremy and Camille, for all the wonderful wine. And we just had like a really good time. And so I think, you know, kind of taking your coattails with your cousins and really taking that moment to just enjoy and cherish mine was really awesome. And I think like... obviously, I have to bring everything back to that too, back to this now too. But, you know, now that Chris is gone, like not having my brother there, like still remembering that there are people in this world that, like, I don't know, that know me. Maybe not in as an intimate of a way as a brother, but people who like still like know me and know where I come from. And, you know, it was really good. It's really good. So we started calling it after that night. We had such a good time. We're like, okay, it's the year of the cousin.
Yeah. And you have an amazing family, too.
Oh, yeah.
I love all of those cousins. And what's great about you having such a great group of cousins is I get to totally co-opt them and their spouses.
Oh, yeah.
And have my own brand of another part two cousins group. But... I don't know, there's something special when you get away from the holidays and you get some time to spend with grown-ups that, I don't know, love you and follow what you're doing and you follow what they're doing and you're at the point where you have kids of various ages and can relate, specifically to for you. I mean, you know, having that kind of not like formal, seasonal Thanksgiving, Christmas, but it happened to be a wedding. However... right. Enough time, quality time, just to kind of like spend with each other and talk and catch up and laugh and cry.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was really, really good. So yeah, I officially dubbed the 2018 the year of the cousin.
It was good. I kind of probably get in my slump sometimes around the holidays and complain because it feels stressful trying to get to, I don't know, how many Christmas celebrations do we have? Like four?
Yeah, and I think that's probably less than what other people have.
Totally. But then just having some, I don't know, moments around set aside that wasn't necessarily show up at 1 o'clock and we're going to have cranberries and turkey, and but just, I don't know, enough time in our busy lives to spend with some people that we do genuinely care about.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Don't always get that quality time.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really good.
So thank you, cousins.
Exactly. Thank you, Miller and Owen's cousins, specifically this time.
Can't wait for the next time.
Yeah.
And I hope we get people going, I want to be a cousin.
Yeah. Sleep over at my house next weekend. I almost did that, actually, remember, with Chandy and Josie. So so my maiden name is Cox. So from my dad's side, the Cox side of the family, Chandy and Josie were going to come over to my house and spend the weekend. But the snow got in the way. And so we didn't get to do it. We're going to do it when you were gone. You were going to be at work, Camp US. And I was like, oh, Corey's gone. Let's have a sleepover at
my house. But we need to get back on the schedule.
We need to get back on the calendar. Yeah.
And then truly have another third. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway. Yeah, so that's great. Good episode.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for joining us for this Ridiculous Life podcast. This is Corey.
And Lindsay. See you next time.